The world is in peril. It's chaos everywhere. We're not covering any of it because we're too stupid.
You're black, right?
Right.
Allegedly.
Robert Paul Champagne.
All it takes for rappers to join pickleball is for Michael Jordan to make some Jordans for pickleball.
Merry Christmas, you guys.
You sound like every gay in Manhattan.
I feel gay.
But try it out.
Are washcloths for the pores?
How much is it going to hurt again?
What's going on? Ever heard of the Pulitzer Prize? We sure haven't. Go to YMHStudios.com to get your tickets right now.
Ready in Chamesh, Arba, Shalosh, Shtaim.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Where my mom's, where my mom's at? Where my mom's wearing thongs, hitting bongs at? Raising kids, cleaning shits, need a long nap. Where my mom's at?
Where my mom's at podcast. With Christina P.
Meow, 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 meow. All right, we're adding a show to the Neptune in Seattle in February. Palace of Fine Arts and Manfriend Disco. Gramercy, almost gone. And the Ridgefield Playhouse in Cumneticunt. Ridgefield, almost gone. ChristinaPOnline.com. Buy my lipstick.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With me, just trying to fit into the table. You guys, this couldn't be this is like the best thing ever. I have with me Whitney Cummings, everybody.
Hello.
You've chosen to give birth on my show.
I'm literally crowning.
You're crowning.
Can we just do this right now?
Listen, I've known you for so long.
20 years?
Yeah, and I'm so pumped for this to happen. Tell me, I know how it happened, but
you know what? A lot of people, I'm glad you're asking because I think maybe my third special, I talked about freezing my eggs. So
yes.
Everyone thinks I like fucked a Tesla or something.
Yeah.
No one thinks this happened naturally. So I got pregnant naturally at 40.
Wow.
I'm convinced it's a vaccine injury.
COVID.
I got the Johnson & Johnson, so
wow.
Who knows what's even in here. But yeah, I've been on
That's
birth control
awesome.
Forever. I was off birth control 3 weeks, got pregnant.
Shut the front door.
No one tells you it starts to back up right away.
Oh, and you know what else no one tells you? If you're listening to this, you can get pregnant like right away after you've given birth. So do not listen to these lying liar faces who are like pro breastfeeding, that breastfeeding is a natural whatever, birth control. No, it's not.
No.
I know lots of bitches have gotten pregnant.
Your tits are making food. Your husband's going to want to fuck you even more.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So did you get pregnant right away?
No.
Okay.
I waited.
Because that's me. I'm 13 months younger than my sister. So that's for sure.
Irish. Is that called Irish twins?
I think it's called being a mistake. Yeah.
It's called,
is that what you call it?
Parents didn't give
Bailey's?
A shit.
Irish, yeah. Bailey's cream? Yes.
So no, I put eggs on ice after I had Ellis when he was about 6 months old. I was like, oh, I'm gonna be 40, because I was 39 when I delivered my first kid, and I was like, okay, these eggs are not getting any fresher. And then then I did IVF with my second guy, and I gave birth at 42.
So crazy.
Yeah. And you can, and you totally can.
I want to do that again. I've got to have two, right? Only kids are weird.
Hilarious. I
love
it.
You guys, but
you're already okay.
I hate myself for this. I'm one of those annoying women that's like, I love being pregnant.
Yeah, I do
like,
too, actually.
But I think that I also really benefited from all my friends got pregnant and have kids before me, so I got to steal all their wisdom.
Yeah.
And they made my life so much better.
What have you heard that helped you the most? What's been the good piece of advice for anybody listening that's preggers?
That don't eat big meals as you start getting bigger, because like the acid reflux was getting so bad.
Yeah.
Take do suppositories in the morning.
Every
Fleet
morning.
Brand.
Every?
And what are they called? The things that make your poops? Laxatives.
Yeah, I should have done that. Stool softeners.
Stool softeners. Like all the things that I feel like are normally sort of like really uncomfortable.
Oh my God, hold on. You just blew my mind. Like I'm such a retard when I was pregnant. I was like, well, guess I'm shitting kibbles again. Like, why didn't I just take a stool softener?
Rosebud Baker was like, two every night. Here's the brand link. I'm just getting Amazon links from female comedians who are not afraid to talk about poop.
I'm such an idiot.
Yeah, it's been a game changer.
Two pregnancies, I never heard that.
The main thing I wish I hadn't have done is get so into the sonogram, like the 3D sonograms.
I love that. I loved those.
Dude, they made me think that my kid was, why do they all look like your kid looks like the side of a building in Fort Lauderdale? Like the stucco. That was cute to you?
I would obsess over the features and be like, oh my God, Tom, this, the eyes are you, the mouth is me. And then they come out and you're like, this is like nothing. This is an alien.
This is not what I thought it was going to look like. Did they look anything like the sonograms?
Yeah.
Because it's kind of rad. Very sick.
Yeah.
In the sonogram. The sonogram photos are like Blair Witch Project horror movies to me. Every time I see, I'm like, oh, my baby's so healthy, he's kicking. Then I see the sonogram and I'm like, I'm having a devil nightmare. Like, I've got to show you some of them. He looks psychotic. Yeah. I'm like, he definitely has spina bifida, you guys.
For sure. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
God, that'd be a nightmare. Okay, so you got pregnant the old-fashioned way. And
a lot of people, I feel like don't talk about this enough. Helps to get pregnant, having orgasms, and then you got to lay there a while.
Mm-hmm. No, so was this deliberate, like intentional, I should say?
I was definitely like, I'm not going to put a bunch of pressure on myself because I do feel like a lot of my friends, when they're trying to get pregnant,
when it doesn't happen.
That shuts your body down. You're producing, you know, cortisol and adrenaline. Yeah. And so I kind of was like, if it happens, it happens. Weed's legal in California now.
Boom.
And then I lied there a lot afterwards and was actually having orgasms.
Yeah.
And because the orgasms like clench up the sperm.
Yeah, they soak up the jizz.
Yeah.
And your cervix like sucks jizz, isn't it? Like, I remember making a baby with Tom because I'm very hyper vigilant, and I was like, I'm ovulating. Like, I would pee on those sticks and then be like, okay, we've got a 4-day window before I ovulate, and then a 4-day window after. We're gonna fuck every day. So
and
I
you
would
had
have
to talk like Lieutenant Dan.
I did, and I did, and I was like, let's fuck, Segura. But my husband's so good at, like, I'm sure he's discussed this on Shoe Bears, like, his erections are very strong still at 44. Shout out to Tom. And my husband can come on command. Like, he's really, really good at just, like, jizzing. Sorry, was that too far? Probably
no,
not.
But what do you mean come on? Like, you'll say, I want your cum.
Let's
and
go.
He'll just come.
He could, and that's how we did definitely the first kid. Because we were, like, in Virginia Beach.
Fast.
Yeah, we're in Virginia Beach. And I remember I was like, it's day 3 of ovulation, baby. Let's go. TikTok, let's go.
We're putting this on TikTok.
Virginia Beach is where I got
pregnant.
That's
what happened.
He was doing the funny bone, and I was just coming along with him to like get pregnant. And
that's
hot,
though.
Virginia
that's
Beach.
That's hot to just be like waiting in a hotel to get fucked on command to get, make a baby.
And then we went to IHOP, I remember, after we did on that day, and that's when I got preggers. Yeah.
That's like really sweet.
Sweet.
And
it was
dark.
We were so poor. Like, that was like the beginning. I think his
Netflix.
You
know my story about you guys, right? When I saw you at Jerry. Okay, so when you guys started dating, I saw you at Jerry's Deli, the one, the bowling alley.
Yeah.
Like, we were doing stand-up in bowling alleys when we met.
Some of them were good, though. Those shit on Lucky Strike kind of slapped.
Lucky Strike was a jam.
Yeah, that was
I got
one.
My timing from there because you had to time it with the pins. You had to time your jokes.
Oh, shit.
It's so pathetic.
And Canoga Bowl. Dante
Canoga
ran
Park
a good
Bowl.
One. Yeah.
And
that one crushed.
I remember
okay.
seeing you guys and being like, ugh, that's never
gross.
Gonna work.
Yeah.
Like, good luck with that. Two comics. Yeah. Okay. You guys are going to build an empire together. Godspeed. I remember being like, good for them.
Gosh. And, you know, I don't even like, you know what it is, though, because I've really been in so much therapy and like, you know, you hit your 40s and you're just like, what is life? Like, and then you'll realize, too, when you become a mother, I mean, you're already in the process of surrendering, right?
Yeah.
It starts with the body, the physical surrendering to your condition.
Yeah.
Like, hey, guess what, bitch? You're not riding fucking horses, I hope, right now.
Sibians only. Reverse cowgirl, that counts.
But you know what I mean? Like, the sacrifices start with motherhood at the physicality and then birth. And you're like, whoa, dude, my body literally... your body literally comes apart, right? I don't mean to terrify you. I'm sure you've watched videos and start crying.
I have, but
you
the good news, here's one thing I have heard.
Yeah.
Is that it's not that your vagina stretches so much, it's their head squish. So that made me feel better.
Sure.
As long as I'm squishing his brain instead of stretching my pussy, I'm fine with
their
this.
Their bones come together in their head. Okay. But the good news
and
is
then someone
too,
told me if we're in a jam, we can just break his shoulder.
Yeah, yeah.
They I'm just like, do that. Just don't tear my pussy, please.
Well, okay. And then so your hip bones literally open. They come apart. So the woman's body literally splits open. But that's, you don't feel it. You'll be
epiduraled. And then were you on your back? Because I've seen, I'm trying not to go into too many wormholes online because I saw something about how being on your hands and knees with your knees together is good.
Fuck right off.
Okay, good.
I mean, I've seen.
It was someone named Amber. I didn't trust her anyway.
And then there are these crazy women that are like, I give birth. There is a woman. Google this video. Oh, can you just play it for her? I want her to see it. It's a woman giving birth in a creek in Australia.
Oh, I love it. Yep.
You obsessed. Don't have to actually. Dude, this video I Googled when I was pregnant with my first kid and I started weeping because it's like an hour long. And she's like, first I found my way down to there. It starts in the tub. I gave birth to my child. I walked down
to
the creek.
Not just a forest.
Eh, shit, that's her. You're going to fucking die. And then she's like, and you see her laboring on the rocks and people are walking by, like tourists are walking by this crazy bitch.
In Australia, that's just kind of.
And you're like, dude, there's like mosquitoes and like dengue fever and fucking Zika virus.
Crackheads do in the woods. I mean, women have handled this for a pretty long time.
Yeah. But like, anyway,
that's what I keep reminding myself.
Oh, that's
myself.
It. That's the beginning. And then here she
Jesus.
Why don't you do this? You're not going to do this?
I love that she has like a mat from her car.
Take your yoga mat.
Oh, honey.
And put it out. There she is. I mean, I didn't labor like this. I laid in my bed with an epidural.
I love that she, the one thing I knew not to do when I got pregnant was get bangs. That was the
one point of insanity.
One thing I knew was going to take a lot of maintenance.
Yeah.
Bad timing.
Keep going. Go to the next one, Zolo. This bitch is wild, dude.
So is this legit baby gonna come out?
Dude, legit. It comes out on the rocks, dude. Like, she bursts this on the creek, homie.
But I love that she has a cinematographer, but not a doctor. Like, who's filming this?
You're crazy.
And why didn't that person just drive you to the hospital?
Can I tell you something, too? And I'm sure you've noticed that the birthing world is so polarized. Like,
it is very polarized.
Yeah. The mom world, they go nuts. If you're like, you should have an epidural.
But I think that everybody has to defend the decision they made, and everyone's decision is fine for them. Like the when you're pregnant, the shit people come up to you and tell you, just they start admitting their secrets to you.
Like,
and
what?
Like, it's like women will come up to me in the grocery store. They'll be like, look, I drank my entire third trimester.
It's just a lot of that.
And I'm just like, I feel like you need me to be like, yeah, that's fine. Like, great. You need me to tell you that was okay.
I know.
They're like, my kid's still in a helmet, but it's starting. And you're just like, cool. Like, they just need. I'm getting a lot of people telling me the drugs they did when they were pregnant.
I have friends who I would go out to dinner with them in their third trimester and they would just get wasty pants drunk.
But they want me to do it with them. I drank. So I'm like, I'm not going to drink just because so that you can get this off your conscience or something. But it's like, there's a lot of that. There's a lot of women that want to tell you what happened to their vagina. They'll tell you exactly how they tore and what they did. You know what I mean? And they're like, if you don't tear, you're not doing it right. And you're like,
that's not
whatever
true.
You need to tell yourself, I'm going to try to get out of the way. You
okay,
know?
Is it an OBG, a man or a woman?
Is a woman. Oh, gosh.
That's. Okay.
Oh, that's just the head's just coming right on out.
Yeah.
And
she's on
just
a yoga mat on the rocks.
I don't know. Okay. This is a girl boss if I've ever seen one. Why can't she just.
This is so crazy to me.
Why can't she just have the cinematographer just.
Well.
Pull?
Here's the thing.
When it's coming out like this, does someone pull, gently pull?
Oh, they do, in the hospital.
Okay.
But like, why the rocks? You don't have to make yourself this uncomfortable. Like, you can put your yoga mat on the sand. And then look, there's like a person behind, the husband's pulling out, the 5-year-old's watching, the 4-year-old's watching, everybody's
watching. Is there always poop? I'm not seeing poop.
I'll tell you something. My husband swears that I didn't poop both times. And
we know he's a pathological liar.
That's what I thought. But he swears that I didn't.
You would know when you smell it or see it.
Yeah. The first time, because I went into labor naturally the first time.
That baby is purple. They should have gone to the urgent care.
I know.
That baby is very purple.
Yeah. She's like, he's not breathing, but that's how it is in the crate.
Made of amethyst because he's my crystal I charge. Like, why do you have a turquoise necklace but no antibiotics in sight? That baby is not well. I don't think that baby made it.
My baby's purple.
Wait, I don't know about this, you guys. How does this end?
So
crazy.
He's
got a cut on his head from the rock.
Of course.
Wait, look, what the fuck?
And there's litter behind
her. You guys,
her.
We have to call child services on this woman, like right now.
No, listen, I just met a guy in a cab who was like, I had a cut on my leg and I swam in the lake and the cut got infected. I spent 8 days in the hospital. So you're going to birth your kid?
Why were you in a cab?
In a lake, you dummy. Oh, yeah.
I have so many questions about this story.
Can I tell you something? This is going to sound really stupid, but
sometimes I leave my fancy house and take cabs.
I do.
Just to feel
Can
alive?
I tell you why? Because sometimes this is going to sound like such like champagne problems, but please. I kind of don't like how fancy.
I'm sorry. You have another you have another champagne problem. I just broke your $5,000 microphone.
It's okay.
Sorry. We'll figure it out.
Sometimes I don't like how fancy drivers treat you or drive you. They drive you like you're made of China.
Yep.
And I'm like, let's go chop chop, asshole.
I don't
care if it smells like cigarettes. I prefer cigarettes over cigarettes and cologne.
It's
like, just fucking get me there. Bro.
What's all this gum?
Yeah
what's happening in here? Like, I don't want to know what's going. There's
a buffet.
Yeah, when there's like a nice driver comes in, there's tissues and gum, and you're just like, I don't want to know what's going on in here. Whenever I land at the airport, I always take a cab. It's always the best conversation.
Yeah.
It's the people that were too dangerous to be Uber drivers.
Yeah.
I'm like, I want to drive with that guy.
Because that guy's going to get you there in 15 minutes.
That's exactly
flat.
It. That's exactly it.
Okay, so let's get back to the birthing. Okay, so you're going to.
Chad's going to come out and fix the mic real quick.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, we're back in. Okay, why don't
I
time out?
But I love that. We were talking about giving birth.
Oh, yeah, giving
how
birth.
It's going to go.
Okay, so anyway, the point is, too, that the amount of, surrender. It's an exercise in surrender.
Yeah.
And I think this goes back to your initial question of, like, how Tom and I work, okay, or whatever. Was that what we were talking about? How
we worked
out?
I just want to know
out?
If I can pinch my kid.
Yeah.
Really?
Of course you can pinch your kid.
Okay.
You should do whatever the fuck you want. Okay, let's find my fat.
Because it feels like a lot of things are illegal
now.
Oh, no,
that's it. Down to the right. Curvage. That one. Look.
Oh,
that was me at 8 months.
You are not that big. This is all tits.
Look at my.
This is all tits and cheeks.
Look at my fucking tits.
You look like just a delicious teen mom right there.
Look how fat my face was. I had gained 80 pounds in this pregnancy.
And this is at how many? Because, by the way, you know I shot a pregnant special because of you.
Oh, good for
you. Yes.
And it went well, you
said. You told me. You were just like, knock out a special. Just do the damn thing. Do it.
Just do it.
And you know what else you changed my life with? You said, get a teleprompter.
Get a teleprompter.
And I was like, I don't need a teleprompter. I'll be fine. I forgot the date of the special. 2 weeks before, and I'm like, if I can't remember the date, I'm probably not going to remember all these jokes. And I got the teleprompter
because of you. I'm so glad. And when is it coming out?
It's coming out November 15th on OFTV. It's their first special, totally uncensored. It's like, I yell about trans people for like 30 minutes.
That's amazing. Congratulations. What's it called?
It's called Mouthy.
Mouthy. Okay, so how do they see it?
Did it because of you. OF.TV/Whitney. It's OnlyFans is like new like comedy site.
That's
all
rad.
Free, all streaming. I had done a Netflix special a couple years. Like, you do Netflix specials every like three years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this was a bunch of stuff that I feel like if I did it on Netflix, I'd get in too much trouble. So,
yeah, that's interesting, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I hate that.
I mean, I might live stream my birth on OnlyFans. We'll see what
happens. I think you should.
Why not?
I would love to see you
literally
giving birth.
Why not?
Yeah. Okay. Let's get back into
it. But anyway, so I've taken most of my advice from this child has been from you. So keep it coming.
I'm pumped, dude.
Everything that I'm doing, I do it. Everything I do for you.
Everything I do. Okay. Okay. So then, okay.
Surrender.
So,
exercise
so,
and surrender.
So let me just set you up with this because I don't know how to tell you this very lightly.
Oh, no. My asshole's going to, I'm going to get hemorrhoids.
Oh, listen. Can I tell you something? The physical stuff of motherhood to me.
It's not that bad.
Big deal.
Yeah.
So my pussy's ripped. Big deal. I had 42 years with a great one. And
yep, we had a
gone.
Good run.
Yeah. My body gives
but
a
shit.
But
did it rip? Did it sew up?
Yeah. So the first one I tore two or three places, and then they just sew you right back. Honestly, it wasn't. It was, they
in
just
the,
sew
in
you
up.
In
the butthole or in the?
Both. So okay. I ripped to my asshole on the first one.
Okay.
And then the second one, gosh, I think I blocked it out. The second one I ripped to my halfway.
And then they sewed it?
They sew you up.
And then you feel it, or how long are the stitches in there?
They dissolve after 6 weeks.
Okay.
The only problem is that first shit you take after the stitches.
I've heard about this shit.
But if you're on Coalace, you do your stool softeners, it's fine.
Yep.
The hardest thing for me was peeing the first time after you give birth because they won't take out your fucking catheter unless you pee.
And don't you have to wait for the placenta to come out?
Well, they'll deliver it. So that your OB will start to finger you and then push out. But you'll be so enamored with your child.
Yeah.
Like all this stuff, this physical stuff fades into the background because you've got this child, this boy, and you're having a boy.
Having a boy. Which is California, so we'll see.
Well, yeah, if he picks his pronouns right.
Let's hope.
Zimzer.
We don't know. Yeah, we don't know
what he identifies as.
He'll let me know his gender when he comes out, I think, is how it works now.
So stupid. So dumb.
Bonkers.
Yeah, bonkers.
But so it's just going to erase all of the panic.
It puts it into the background. And then they'll force you into breastfeeding because in California, they're breastfeeding Nazis. So just don't feel bad if you're like, I don't really know if I'm into this. Some women love it. Some women can't. Some women aren't into it. It's a whole fucking thing. And they're going to force it on you.
Yeah. And I also am like to get a little of the colostrum out, great. But I have fake boobs, so I don't want to force feed.
Are you already trying to get it out? Don't try to get it out now.
Would it be there already?
Try squeezing your nip-nips and see if anything comes out. You'd
My
be surprised.
Tits look like a map of the subway in New York. I mean, there's a lot of veins, but I don't think there's any stuff coming out. Like
squeeze
schmegma
them.
Coming out yet.
They will.
No way.
Dude, all kinds of shit's going to come out
no
of you.
Way.
Shit that you're like.
If I have 3 weeks, would I already start having stuff come out?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's wild, dude.
Yeah. Like I squeeze my nip-nips like... After I stopped breastfeeding, like 6 months later, and milk came out, I was like, whoa.
Just smegma.
Yeah.
Just like goo.
Yeah, that's the thing. You realize you are finite. Like, I think at least I felt very unlimited and eternal before I had children. And then, like, for me, I had kids, and I was like, I'm going to die one day. I'm mortal. I'm made of meat, rotting meat.
We're
big
sacks
of
meat.
I'm a meat vessel. Yeah. And then you get really protective of your meat vessel because now you're caring for another meat vessel. Like, that life depends on you. It's wild, dude. It's wild.
Dude, what a trip.
Yo,
like,
bro.
What was there something that you were like, why didn't anyone tell me about this?
All
One of the
of
main
it.
Ones I hear is like, your water might not break. That's just kind of in the movies.
Oh, yes, bullshit. They'll break it for you.
Yeah.
The first time my OB just reached her hand in there and she goes, oh, your water just broke. And like, it broke in her hands.
Right, right.
The second one, if you get induced, they'll break your water for you. They just put like a tool in there and then you don't even...
But a lot of women will wait. They're like, I'm not soaking wet yet. I shouldn't go to the hospital yet.
I don't think so. The soaking wet thing never... Yeah, that's another thing. So when I went into labor the first time, naturally, like, I didn't even know I was in labor. I was like, oh, I have cramps. I think I have my period. Like, your brain doesn't...
Right.
And then I was like, I'm shitting an awful lot. I feel like taking a shower. Like, you do all these things instinctually
because
your body's preparing for labor. Jesus. And I got back into bed... And I started timing the contractions, and they were 5 minutes apart. And I was like, Tom, I think we should go to the hospital. 5 minutes apart is like active labor.
Yeah.
La, 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 la. So we got there, and then, he came out pretty fast after that. I luckily had an epidural. But...
So you didn't even try to breastfeed for the first one? You were just like,
no,
let
I
me...
did.
Okay.
I did. I personally found it to be torturous.
I have a
like
lot of
it.
Girlfriends that are like dealing with the postpartum thing, and it's like, well, you're sleeping an hour every 4 hours, and you're so deeply sleep deprived, and so they're
psychotic.
Just like stopping. Yeah, they're stopping, and they'll just like take some Benadryl will help dry it up a little bit.
Really?
And yeah, apparently a little Benadryl or Sudafed.
Well, if you want to go the opposite, because I had a problem with making milk. If you take fenugreek, drink it as a tea. That shit will produce milk. And I wish someone had told me that.
Whoa.
They were having me eat fucking oatmeal cookies, my first doula or whatever. I was like, nah, dude. Fenugreek. Just drink it as a tea and you will produce so much. It worked for me. I don't know.
Whoa.
Uh-huh.
Promo code, your mom's
yeah,
house.
Yeah, I know, dude. I mean, yeah, a lot of stuff I wish I would have known the psychosis that I went into pretty, like, the sleep deprivation mixed with, and I'll give you a little heads up because you and I both have wacky moms.
Yeah.
Because you and I don't have a blueprint for motherhood, it can get kind of hairy. Because I remember being like, sorry, I'm terrifying you.
No,
I?
You're not. Not in the slightest. You're calming me down, actually.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
So just be aware, like, you might be like, my mother died when I was 6 months pregnant with my first child. So it was like the full circle of life for me. Like,
whoa.
I was pregnant and then I hadn't seen my mother in 8 years because she was schizophrenic and she had died and I had to go clean out her apartment pregnant. And I was like, well, if this isn't like a full.
That's
and
intense.
Then you want your mommy when you give birth. You might want your mommy, but you and I never had a mommy.
Because I need a drink and she would have one. Like, what would she do?
That's
fucking useless bitch.
Why? Yeah, so she could invoice me.
Tell you how much
me.
You suck.
Yeah, ask me for money. Tell me how much I just like bombed that childbirth. Tell me how big my vagina just got and how I'll never have a man because my thighs touch now.
Was she really critical of your body?
Yeah, she was. Well, what I'll say is she was really critical of herself.
Yeah.
And
I think that's the truth.
I think with the insecure narcissism of the I'm a piece of shit in the center of the world, your child becomes an extension of you, a reflection of you. And I think that because her appearance was her whole life and men were kind of her whole life and how she was going to stay beautiful and young in order to keep a man, she really wanted to make, like, I think that's how she thought she was going to set me up for success in some sick way. You know, she's like, if your thighs touch, a man's never going to want to be with you. You should, you know.
She's kind of right.
No, you know, kidding. I mean, look, I mean, it works if you want to date gay guys.
guys
I have learned.
Yeah, guys don't
care. Okay, the skinnier I am, the gayer the men that want to date me.
So true.
It's so true. Being pregnant, I have never had more guys hit on me. Never in my life.
Yes.
Is it because you can't get pregnant or just what's going on?
It's because they know you fuck. I'm serious. I would go swim at the public pool when I was when I was pre-diabetic with my first kid. The doctor was like, "You need to exercise, fatso." And I'm like, "Okay, what's exercise?" And so I would swim in the public pool, and dudes would just
lose their minds.
There's all the horny fetish guys.
Uh-huh.
So like, who's been?
I don't think it's like, I'm not pathologizing them. It's actually like, well, it's guys with kids, definitely guys that with kids. Who they get it, you know what I mean? They know what to do. They know you can just roll you over and, you know, it's possible. But, like, just more adult men. I don't know. I also think that you and I come off very, like, tough.
Yeah.
And it, like, softens us.
Lesbianic.
I think, yes, bull dykes all the way. I think, you're like, we are. Now this is the first time any man has thought I'm straight.
Oh, I'm dressed like fucking Fran Lebowitz today.
You dress like Lemony Snicket now.
Yeah, I'm dressed like a... Who's Lemony Snicket? Is that a cartoon character?
No, she dresses like Jack Sparrow now.
The older I get, the gayer I become.
No,
I'm
really,
turning into Jane Lynch. No, I love her. I don't even care anymore. God.
I mean, then what if I've turned into Temple Grandin?
Oh, with the horse shit.
Take the win. I'm an autistic cowgirl.
Autistic cowgirl and Fran Lebowitz. That's the name of this episode. Fuck.
Oh shit.
Fuck.
Oh,
wait.
God.
So,
but so I
yeah,
think like more
fuck.
Alpha men, maybe, and just guys that I think always like, I don't know.
Can
just,
I tell you something?
Hmm.
Now that I look at you, I'm aroused because I'm gay. First of all, but secondly, because. No, I get it. Do you know why?
Huh.
I so just get it. Like I put myself in like the pic, like I'm a guy. Like, okay, like you're a guy. It's because you're fertile. You're full of cum and life. Your face is full. Your lips are fuller. Do you know what I mean?
Like
you're
really fill you out. And I think I was too skinny for a long time.
Yeah.
It too. And so the kind of guys that are straight aren't into skinny. And now they're like, oh, she's like bulbous, she's mushy, and she needs something, and she's helpless, and she might die soon in childbirth.
Yeah, but you look fertile and just full of life. I think
Thank you.
Maybe like life affirming. I don't know. I guess it makes guys want to jizz in you. You know,
yeah,
because like, they're like, maybe. Someone's done this. Someone's
done it. And there's, I think that also we come off very like we don't need anything, and I think men want to feel needed, and they want to feel like we're like I'm so independent, and I'm a girl boss. It's like I don't mean to give off that vibe. I guess we just like do, and now I'm just kind of like, can someone help me up?
I know. And can I tell you what I really struggled with in pregnancy and having infants is being helpless, because I don't think. You and I don't know growing up if you got much help when you were sick or helpless.
I was the full adult of the house.
Same.
Like
yeah, I was grown. Yeah. So
we were parentified children.
Yeah.
That's what helped me to, like this therapist said, you were a parentified child.
Exactly.
I was like, that's exactly what it was.
So nobody took care of us. And then you don't learn how to ask for help
when you're
an adult. And like being pregnant, like being this pregnant, I remember feeling very vulnerable and like Tom went off to film a movie, I think, on the second kid, and it was right around my due date, and I was like, you better get the fuck home, man. Like, I'm so nervous. I had my in-laws come stay with me, and like, and asking for help with that infant was really hard the first time around, and by the second time, I'm like, all hands on deck, bitches.
It's
tired.
Well, also designed to have, like, 8 or 9 women helping us.
Right.
We're designed to have so much help. I read this book called Hunt, Gather, Parent, which really helped me a lot. It was also about how, like, to not helicopter parent your kids, which I are very similar, and that, like, we barely survived and we're fine.
You're fine.
You know what I mean? Fine. Like, I drank out of a hose till I was like 12. We're fine. Kids are actually.
I ate out of cans, Chef Boyardee, Kraft macaroni and cheese. I'm a pig. I'm a pig pile.
Yeah, we just, like, what we grew up on. I mean, yeah, and then where I went to school in Virginia, Monday was McDonald's, Tuesday was Pizza Hut, Wednesday. I mean, I'm a little off, but, like, I'm, for the most part, you know, like, we're fine, you know, with the toys we played with the playgrounds we played on, like, we're fine. But how to not basically instill fear into your kids and only intervene when they're actually in danger. So it's like, I see so many of my annoying ass fucking friends because I've been going to the playground with them just to kind of see how parenting works, and in LA to see all the annoying ass names. If I have to hear another girl yell Wyeth, I'm going to lose my mind.
Is that the name of 2023?
Wyeth is a big one.
It's a girl name.
I'm like, hey, Wyeth. And they're like, Wyeth. I'm like, trust me. like, what?
What about Logan? A lot of Logans.
Is Logan big right now? Miles is really big. Right now, Bill Burr put it perfectly. He's like, rich LA assholes want to name their kids after states they would never visit.
Oh, that's so
like,
accurate.
Yeah, it's like Dakota, Wyoming, like shit like that.
So I know you're talking about, because there's a playground phenomenon where I think parents have to feel that they have to participate more than they actually need to. You don't need to participate. When your kids are playing, let them play.
Don't tell your kid the danger they're about to get into. Number one, it's gonna make them go like, well, now I want to fucking explore that more. Or you're just going like, be careful on that. You don't hurt yourself. Yeah. And then they're like, well, why did you bring me here?
Yeah.
If it's so fucking dangerous.
And plus, you're telling them they're not competent to deal with danger, which is all of life.
And you know what could go wrong, but they don't. So they're like, what's dangerous? This step? Is there quicksand? Like, be
you, my
specific.
God. And you know what's funny too is, so one time, my first kiddo was two, we were at the park, and I met this dad, and he's got a two-year-old as well, and he says to me, she's afraid of the sand. And I go, what? She is afraid of putting her feet in the sand. And I was like, there's no fucking two-year-old, this is your fear that somehow got projected. And I find that a lot of the times, either it's like something, like my kid was afraid of a toilet flush loudly one time because we were at Nordstrom and the toilet flush really loud. So for like a couple of years, he was afraid of the sound of like a loud toilet flush. But I think parents put the neuroses.
For 100%.
Yeah. But I'll tell you, the danger is with, especially like I say with us, is that because you don't know what the right voice sometimes is, I got really OCD and exhausted because with parenting, I was always trying to do it what I thought was the right way.
Right.
Like, okay, my kids do it as tantruming. What's the right response? I'm supposed to stay present and available and emotionally open and hold the space. I'm doing a really great job of being emotionally open and
available. My brain is like, start filming it, put it on Instagram stories. What's the right thing to do?
No.
Hashtag Pampers. What is it?
Oh, no.
Paid partnership.
Commodified. OnlyFans. Okay, so then maybe we're different, but I would be exhausted by the end of the day because I had like overcorrected. I went to perfectionism, which is where I go with everything, versus like, hey, you can fuck this up every now and then as long as you apologize.
And then your kid gets to learn, I can fuck up and apologize, and I can own my mistakes.
Yeah.
Like, this book is also great because it says, like, little things like that wouldn't even occur to me, like, with that perfectionism shit that I have, example, if your kid tells you they did something wrong, like, I just broke this vase, instead of going, oh, I told you not. First say, thank you so much for telling me.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So that they never keep secrets from you.
Yeah.
First, it's like, rewarding.
That's good, thank you.
Rewarding for telling me, like, I'm so impressed that you came and told me that.
Yeah.
Thank you for not keeping the secret.
I like that.
Now let's talk about why that could have been dangerous for you and what we're going to, you know, and then deal with it after that. Because then so many, when we fly off the handle, we teach them that either they can't bring their feelings to us or they should keep secrets.
I know.
Which is bad news.
I know. I try not to, like, when they tell me they did something bad at school, I always, like, I try not to laugh because that's always the first thing. Like, yeah, I always try not to, like, encourage it. But then you try to, like, listen to the feelings without reacting, you know, and be like, oh, is that what happened? Mm. Okay, well, why, dude? Like, what's going on, you know? And I don't know. But anyway, the early parenting stuff for me was the hardest, 0 to 4.
Yeah.
It was very difficult for me personally because of all the stuff that I didn't get as a kid. And
which is just patience and just letting kids feel their feelings, where it's like,
shit, not even that. I'm talking like infancy, homie. Like, the sound of my baby crying would put me into PTSD. And my shrink says it's because when I was little, I was probably left to cry.
Yep, cried out.
Yeah. And so, but you don't remember it. There's no memory of that, but you fucking know, like,
your muscles remember that. Bro. But yeah.
And every time the kid would, like, and especially, like, in the night, like, the panic and, like I got really OCD on my both kids. I had to get on Lexapro for the second because I would start checking the monitor. Like, I would have obsessive, like, is the baby breathing? Is
was
the baby
this during
breathing?
Like, sleep training when you have to kind of let him cry a little bit?
Yeah. Zero to 4, you can't really sleep train because they're just blobs. Uh-huh. They have to be able to hold a certain amount of food overnight.
Right.
So sleep training can kind of begin at, I mean, it should start in the beginning. I actually did start like, hey, the sun is going down. Yeah. Let's dim the lights.
In this drawer.
Yeah, I'm putting.
They did used to put babies in drawers, by the way. I was just thinking because do you know that you're not supposed to use baby powder?
There's like
talk, which is full of asbestos. And
shut
I was
up.
Like, on my registry, I put Johnson & Johnson baby powder. And a bunch of my friends were like, hey, idiot. And I was like, okay, let me just
why do they sell that shit?
And that, well, I mean, there have been, I think, 50,000 lawsuits. They paid over $9 billion to women that got ovarian cancer. And we were just putting it on babies. It's wild.
How are
shit.
They allowed to continue to make this?
I can't. I don't think it's still for sale with talc in it, right? A bunch of the miners that mine the talc died. So I was like, what are the other things we shouldn't be doing anymore? Just random Google.
Oh.
And then one was like, we don't put babies in drawers anymore. I'm like, I knew that.
Oh, yo, you know what I could give you a hot tip on? Fuck a swaddle. They're going to teach you how to fucking swaddle in the hospital with that bullshit. Buy a fucking Velcro thing, homie. Get on Amazon. You buy it's a Velcro swaddle, so you don't have to. And
yes.
Some kids don't like it. My first kid hated being swaddled, and they're like, "He just swaddle him," and he hated it. So some kids hate it.
There's also this thing called the Dreamland baby. It was on Shark Tank. It's a weighted little sack, like a little sleep sack. I know. it's like a little sleeping bag with the you know, like the autism blankets that
you
put on.
Yeah, I just slept on one last night.
I love them. It's like that for your
What's
baby.
Her name?
So
Topher Grace, Topher Grayson, the autistic with the horses.
Oh, Temple Grandin. Topher.
She's so weird.
Topher Grayson. Dude, Topher Grace literally just got through this whole Ashton Kutcher, Danny Masterson scandal.
Oh, yeah.
Unscathed, being a total class act.
Yeah.
You're like, who's the autistic cowboy? Topher Grayson.
Oh, yeah, didn't he like...
Topher Grayson, Temple Grandin, he could play her in the movie, actually. I think it was Claire Danes, but he was a hot second.
He's not in prison? Didn't he like...
Danny Masterson is in prison.
Okay.
And here's the thing no one talked about with that wild... They're like, it's a Scientology... It was anal... No one talks about that. Yeah.
That's not cool.
No, none of it's cool, but it is a hard... It is a crazier...
That's way worse.
Don't you think?
I would be very offended. Like, why don't you just put it, like, in my ass, dude? That's like an extra fuck you. Do
yeah,
you know
that's
what I'm saying?
An extra. There's, like, spit involved.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like, a harder pull off.
Dude, fuck that guy. He should be put in five prisons.
He's going to die in jail.
Turkish prison. Fuck that. Anal.
He will die in jail.
Good.
I mean, there's no doubt.
What a scumbag.
Yeah, but it's the kind of thing where it's like people don't say, like, they don't put anal in the reports, but it was the kind of thing. And I'm
How do you know it?
Look, I've dabbled in a couple cults because there was a journalist who was like an independent journalist. Jessica Reed Krause is her name. I love her. I was following her during the Johnny Depp Amber Heard thing, House and Habit. She's my like literally get all her news, my news from her. And she kept just reminding people like, oh, this is just FYI.
Jesus.
Because when people are like, oh, it's fine. What do you mean? It was his girl. Who cares?
Jesus.
Yeah. But no one like wants to hear that.
What a monster. Well, because we like these people. Like, oh, he's my favorite actor on that show. He can't be. It's like.
Was he anyone's favorite on that show?
No. No one gives a shit.
No. Curly hair was the diversity hire back then.
He's no Chandler.
They thought he was half black.
People were bummed about Chandler. That was a bummer.
Matthew Barry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You knew him, right?
I think he was struggling for a while with alcoholism, right?
For severe. The
right.
The guy looked like he was 80, dude.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, back to baby stuff.
Bless his heart.
You're so Southern now.
Bless
his heart.
I don't know.
He had that little alky-walky holism.
I know, honey.
It
didn't match with me on Raya, but whatever.
Really?
I'm kidding. Yeah, I don't think I swipe right on him.
I would. He's cute.
Yeah. He's dated a lot of our friends.
Comics?
Yeah.
Shut the front door. Oh, that makes sense because he was comic.
You know that.
I don't know that. No.
Yes.
Whoa, she's really fucked up.
Yeah. Dark times.
Okay. Hold on. It's hot tip. Anybody pregnant right now? Never tell your baby name
to anyone. Fucking,
because their reaction's always going to suck.
I had three great ones and people have ruined them already.
Don't
I thought Colt. I went,
that's
I love,
because
I
love, you horses. Love horses.
Colt. And someone went, Colt Cummings is the biggest gay porn star. I was like, God damn it. Okay. And then I liked the name Rudy for a minute. Oh, no, I thought so too. And I was like Giuliani. And I'm like, I wouldn't even have Rudy? Thought of him.
No, Rudy. The problem is your last name. The cum.
That's the real problem. I wanted to do Maximus. You can't. You just can't.
Or, okay, you can't name your kid Jack. Because everyone's going to be like, Jack off Cummings.
And I love the name Jack.
I love
such
the name
a great
Jack.
Name. Maybe I can get married in the next 3 weeks.
Yeah. And then, impossible. Do you, what about, well, maybe your mom's maiden name? No.
Okay, my mom's maiden name is Cumming.
What? And then she married a Cummings?
Uh-huh.
Are you guys, were your parents related?
I did, probably.
Whoa.
I know. Brutal.
Fuck.
My mom was Patty Cumming Cummings.
That's so
dark. I feel like someone was trying to get out of a tax thing or something.
Yeah.
It's very shady.
God, dude.
Yeah. So, felt like a business deal.
Okay. So yeah, don't
Did you take Tom's name legally?
I did. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, my legal name is Segura.
It's I like Christina
so
Segura.
Complicated. I know. And like Joe is always like, why don't you go by that on the stage? And I'm like, because like we're not a comedy duo.
Mm.
Then you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then we're like Shucky Ducky. It's too like.
I think if you was Christina P though.
Yeah, yeah.
I think if your last name is being like P.
Well, I feel like I have a few identities, right? Like Christina P is the stage identity.
Uh-huh.
And then Christina Pajitsky is who I was before I had kids.
Right, right, right.
And then Segura is like the mom. Like I.
Mom, wife.
Mom, oh yeah, what's
right,
that?
Yeah, well,
mom, wife, like the personal me. Is
yeah, it's kind of nice to have your own private. It's like sexy to have like when you're with him, you're Segura.
A private, yeah, like a normal lady yeah. who deals with normal stuff.
Yeah, like when the checks come in, it's Segura.
Yeah,
Segura is the last name.
But I'm making dinner reservations
yeah,
and
Segura.
Nobu. It's Segura. As you know, I'm married to. Okay. Okay, so don't tell them that.
What were the runner-up names of yours? Were there
oh,
any?
Oh, yeah. I loved Jack. I thought
I
that was...
I love Jack. I love Miles.
Yeah, I love
I had, for girls, I had a huge list. Boys, there's like three.
Yeah.
And you know, Julius, I really like.
Oh, Julius is great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked... Hold on. Fuck, there is a pretty
I also like
one.
Teddy. Is that...
That's but, cute.
But it's cute as a kid, but as an adult, it's a little...
You can do it. Oh yeah, Teddy Kennedy.
Things
Yo.
That are good as kid babies, not always good as adults.
Did you know, by the way, speaking of Teddy Kennedys, I was staying at a resort and they were like, "Oh, this is where the Kennedys honeymoon." And I was like, "Oh, cool. Did you know that the Kennedys banged Marilyn Monroe in Malibu at the same time?" They fucking tag teamed Marilyn Monroe. Don't sell me on that. These people are scumbags. This is where rich people come to fuck.
That was not even the. I mean,
God.
So many of the Kennedys were fucking her. The CIA had to kill her.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Isn't that kind of what happened?
It is what happened.
I mean,
yeah.
And then the other, there's another Kennedy that was fucking some lady and crashed her into a creek and didn't even bother dragging her out.
Unreal.
Wow. There's and then
animals.
The plane crash.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. What's that all about?
Yeah,
poor
yeah,
Marilyn.
Yeah. I like RFK Jr. He was just on my podcast. I think he has brass balls and I appreciate that. You'll like this. He came into my house and he goes, "Is this a staged house? Like, do you live here?" And I was like, "Yeah. What do you mean? This is my house." And
it's
he goes,
Temple Grandin's house. Everything's perfect.
This is a Temple Grand. Welcome. And he goes, "You don't have any family photos."
Ooh.
And I was like, "You know your family situation's fucked up Deep when cut. A Kennedy roasts you for it."
Deep cuts.
He was like, "Do you have a family or anything?" And I was like, "Not really." He's
no.
like, "All right."
That's, can I tell you, that's another thing that screwed me with parenthood, with being a mom, is like, is that you start to go through your own family of origin, and then you're like, "Oh, everybody I'm related to is mentally ill or just so severely unqualified to be near my kids. And then you have to make that choice of like, are they allowed around your kids? And if so, at what capacity?
That's a big one.
What level of involvement will fucking crazy Auntie Sheila have, who lives off the grid and is covered in tattoos and talks to aliens? La 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 la. You know what I mean?
I mean, I feel like I waited this long to wait for my parents to die. Because I was like, I can't let you guys near children. That we saw how that went the first time, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, but I also think that I was reading something, this was ages ago. You know how Tina Fey has the scar?
Yeah.
You know? And I never knew what it was. And I think there was some article where she talked about it. I don't think it was her book, but she was talking about it because I guess when she was 5, a random meth head just knifed her with a knife. Like, drive-by, kid was playing in the yard, knifed her in the face. She had said, like, she thought it was a pen or something, but her therapist said to her, just, you know, when your daughter turns 5, you might just lose your mind. Because when you were 5, something really freak happened. And you're kind of like, okay, that wasn't her mom's fault. That wasn't her dad. It was just, like, something imprinted. And it's our body's way of protecting and holding on to these memories so that we're hypervigilant. So it's kind of like you're going to be an even better mom because you had all this fucked up shit happen to you, is the way I try to look at it.
Buckle you know? Up, sister. Because every age will bring memories.
A new thing.
And I don't have a lot of memories from my childhood. My therapist says there's many holes in this brain. But they come, it comes back to you when you see what four years old, you're like, okay, what was happening when I was 4? Whoa.
See, I took a Quaalude when I was a year old that I found on the floor. Like, took it, almost died. It's a shady story. But, like, I'm big on getting things off the floor. Like, I'm already like, what's this on the floor? What is this thing on the floor? I'm already like, things on the floor.
Oh yeah, one time my kid got into a bottle of Advil even by my bed, and I walked in and just the baby had like a handful of Advil, and like, you know how the candy part rubs off on, and I was like, and I called the pediatrician, and you know, don't worry. And like, basically she was like, just keep an eye on him. The likelihood of him swallowing a pill.
Yeah.
Probably maybe one or two, maybe. I think you're okay. But yo, yeah, so that minute I locked up everything in the house, like everything.
I have a girlfriend who was literally, but then there's only, you don't want to just imprint constant hypervigilance and fear of that stress because they feel it.
But they don't know that you locked all the drugs up in a box.
A friend of mine has 2 kids and she just wanted to take a bath. That's all she wanted to do.
Or just take a shit.
She says sometimes. It. She's like, I just wanted to take a fucking bath. She locks the door, gives them shit to play with. She's in the bath. They're in the bathroom with her. And they're like, I don't know, maybe 3 and 5 at this point. Da-da, she's in the bath. It's like one of those bathtubs. It has like a, what's this thing? It's like a handle shower where you put the shower on your head manually. Yeah, it's like a shower extension
shower
thing.
Handle.
She's in the, and then she's showering. Da-da, closes her eyes literally for a second to wash the shampoo out of her eyes. Opens her eyes, kids bleeding from the face. She's just like, what? He just had fallen right onto the bathtub foot, right in the set. All she did was close her eyes. She was right there. And it was like, I don't know what else I could have done in that moment.
No, you just don't. Oh, my God, dude. One time, I think I've almost killed both my babies. Like, one time, Ellis, I was changing him on the table. He was maybe 8 months old. And he had a quarter in his fist. And I think I just like looked to grab a wipe. And I look and I'm like, where's the quarter? It's in his fucking mouth. And they're laying on their back. So I had to like reach my hand in and like get the quarter out. Oh, and then he put a battery in his mouth when he was like 1. Some kids are just maniacs.
Just like in everything goes
everything
in the mouth.
Everything.
That's
dirt,
kind of the whole thing.
Snails, batteries.
I think
quarters,
I
dollars.
I think your listeners would appreciate the things that you gave me. You gave me you gave me diaper warmers.
Yeah, a wiper warmer.
Wiper warmers.
Greg Fitzsimmons. Shout out to Greg Fitzsimmons. He was the first one to give it to us. The wiper warmer will change your baby's whole life.
And then do you do it because? Well, first of all, I'm having a boy, so am I about to get pissed on in a way that's like shocking? Okay.
You're gonna get pissed on, puked on, shit on for a long time.
Copy that.
Okay.
Right.
Snotted
Hollywood
on.
Baby. Yeah.
Coughed on. You get used to other people's fluids on you.
Sure.
I sit down on toilet seats covered in piss. I did it this morning because your little boy will just piss on the seat in the middle of the night. You don't realize it. Yeah, you just, but they're kind of like, they're you. It's your DNA. So
totally.
You're just like, guess a shit.
Did you have any reservations about circumcising?
No. This is America, Jack. We're not in Europe. This is not like some Soviet baby. Look, there's a painless way you can do it.
We're not in Europe. This isn't a Soviet baby.
Yeah, what are you doing? There's a ring that they can put on the baby that's painless.
Yep, yep. That so like dissolves the skin kind of thing.
Look, I know, highly divisive topic. I let Tom choose.
Yeah.
And he's like, circumcised, dude.
Yeah.
Because I think you don't want
that's
them to look at
the
their
dads. Guys I know say do it. And then girls are like, oh. And I'm like, let me just listen to the bros on this one.
It's the bros. And like, he's going to show his dong.
And I think it's also how it's done. I think having a party for it is weird.
A party?
Like, I just mean like when you wait like 5 days and have a party.
Who the fuck are you?
Well,
who
I mean, look, I love the juice. Love you guys. Oh, but the big
the
party,
brisk.
The
yeah,
brisk.
Nah.
If you're doing it right when they come out and there's some anesthesia.
Is that what you
on,
call it? A brisket? A
brisk?
A brisk.
Did you have a brisket?
No.
But that's like they do it like a couple weeks later. They go and then the baby's just getting and everyone's clapping and taking pictures.
No, that's stupid. Are you Jewish?
No.
Oh, so don't do this.
No.
No, in the hospital, they just say, do you want your baby circumcised? You go, yeah, but the pediatrician will do it. Go,
yeah.
Do the ring.
And
don't,
they do
don't
it.
Cut it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to do that. Ring dissolves it.
Yeah.
Because it can get infected. And then also you have to tell them to pull it back when they become older.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah, that feels like a conversation.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah, he's going to go on Reddit and talk to someone about it. I don't.
I mean, that's a European thing to be uncircumcised.
Yeah,
we're not Europeans. Why would you fucking last thought? Thank you so much for coming. Is there anything else you would like to talk about before you give birth? You're like literally 4 weeks, 3 weeks
such
away.
Such a trip. Afterwards, I'm just gonna be icing.
What's the first thing you want to eat?
Afterwards, weed.
What do you want? Have you not been touching wheat?
No.
Why?
Weed.
No, oh, weed.
Drugs.
Yeah.
The things I think about are literally Lunesta.
Uh-huh.
Like taking a Lunesta to sleep at some point.
Yeah.
And maybe like an edible or something.
Yeah.
That's what I've been thinking about.
Maybe take, I'm trying to think, no, because you'll be breastfeeding pretty quickly.
Or, by the way, honestly, pasta with like tomato sauce, I feel like the acid reflux is so bad that I can't eat anything acidic.
Yeah.
I'm excited to just eat like a big meal and not have to take these like tiny little micro meals because the acid reflux is so bad. Because
do you feel super full right now of baby?
Always feel
just full.
Full
of baby.
I just always feel full.
Because like all your organs are just mashed.
Oh, like mushed up all the way up to here, right?
It's so wild.
I'm excited for like just shit to fit. I'm always like big guy in a little coat, you know?
Yeah.
And also, no one makes cool maternity clothes.
No.
They don't think any men are looking at us. They're always made of some weird polyester. They're always like a weird navy blue that no one wears. Like, what is, there's a material for maternity clothes that's not even
garbage.
In stores for other things.
It's so true. And I really looked for good maternity stuff. I ended up buying, just hot tip, Free People.
It's so funny you say that. I'm on eBay getting Free People Hatch.
Why are you on eBay getting Free People? You know, you want to pay $100
like
for
I'm
the dress? What are you fucking, what's wrong with you?
I'm like,
buy a
dude,
fresh
I can't,
Free People
I can't
dress.
Do it. I just can't. I will always be poor in my head. I'm always running out of money. The scarcity complex is, I'm like, I'm having a kid. I'm running out of money. I don't know. But I'm also like, I'm only going to wear this for like a month. This is called Bump Suit.
Yes,
it's,
I know. My friend, Nicole Trinfino,
you
shout
know
out.
Her? That's so wild.
She's amazing.
I
this
wear
is
these
hers.
Nonstop. And then I can, and also what I love is giving it to, I'll give this to another woman when she's pregnant. You know
what
I mean?
Shout out to Nicole. She developed these. She has three babies. And yeah, I wish they were around when I was pregnant.
I wear them constantly. They are so soft. I wore one in my special. I'm completely obsessed. Something that is actually, I must say, one of the most healing things about being pregnant is women coming out of the woodwork. And I mean, like female comics, the chains I have, female comics, like we don't want each other to be successful as comics, but we want each other to be successful as mothers, maybe because it takes us off the road for a while.
Oh, no.
But I just mean people that I kind of am sort of like, oh, I wasn't sure if we were friends or maybe just because I wasn't a mom yet. But women coming out of the woodwork and be like, hey, do you need maternity clothes? Do you need my snoo? Here's the best stroller. Like, it's like. The most, I guess, because, you know, being a female comic, there's sometimes a little bit of the scarcity shit. And I feel like it's taken me a while to sort of navigate. Are we friends? Are we not friends? But it's been so cool to have women come out of the woodwork and it just be like so unconditional.
That's awesome. Yeah, I agree. I think there is a scarcity mindset around because there's so few of us that make it through that. I like helping younger female comics, and I try to help bring them on the show, and I think you and I are
kind of
givers.
Yeah.
But I get
I know
it.
How lost I was. I mean, if someone had just thrown a fucking like piece of advice here, or you know, spot on the road there, whatever. But I think that, I think it's maybe not, when you and I were coming up, there was like five of us. I mean, max.
I know. I remember one time I was in the parking lot at the Comedy Store with you, and we just started talking about how much we were getting paid. And I was like, oh my God. I go, my husband just calls up other male comics and they just talk like this all the time. I'm like, we need to be just talking like this. And because women generally don't.
Nope. This bitch walks up to me in the parking lot. She's like, what's your walkout on Portland Helium? Because my expenses are, and I was like, someone will talk about this with me. I don't give a shit if you see that I sell less tickets than you. Or like, let's just, can we please compare notes? And then after that, I tried to do like a female comic symposium, but no one would.
No one went to participate.
It was like you and I were the only ones that I think got along with like everybody.
Oh, aren't that? But then COVID happened.
Yes, that's
right. We were going to have a dinner with all the
female
headliners.
I was like, let's just sit down and go, okay, how much is your lawyer taking? How much is this? Yes. Is this normal? Is this normal? Because I feel like they really benefit on the fact that we don't share notes and that we don't collude and talk to each other.
Of course.
100%. I know. You just came right up to me. It was just like Tourette's. Well, you're like, how much are you making in Columbus? And I was like, Jesus.
Because I will say that, you know, I think as women, we're not taught to ask for what we want. And I've watched my husband, and that's not, I think boys have it that way too. Like, I've watched my husband navigate this business, and he's like, just ask for money. Just ask for what. And I was like, yeah, why not? Duh, what the, why am I afraid of? Am I afraid of offending, pissing somebody off and getting fired? Okay, then I shouldn't be working with them anyway.
I'm afraid of being called a bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Being called difficult.
Yeah.
Or them saying, mine is like, well, I'm just lucky to be here anyway. And you're doing me a favor that I'm here. No, I'm selling these tickets.
Nobody's doing favors in show business.
But there's things where you're like, when you go like, okay, so we get, I mean, this will be applicable to everybody in every job. So it's like, we get whatever we get paid for the shows, but then we get like a travel budget, you know? So it's like, this is your flat fee to go. And you're like, this hasn't changed in 15 years.
They're like $500 for hotel and airport.
And opener. And and I'm pregnant with a baby. And, like, what? Like, it's, so you got to go like, oh, am I going to be the squeaky wheel that says something?
Yeah.
Or is everybody the squeaky wheel and I'm the only idiot who's still taking this? And then I'll ask someone and they're like, oh, yeah, you have to ask for like $1,500. What are you doing? And I'm like, oh, I thought I was just going to take a loss of this.
Yeah, and I think once you're generating dollars, it's completely within your rights to demand stuff and to ask for things.
Because that's like, what gets even crazier when they go, well, you've already made a lot of money, so why should you get more money here? And you're like, because I've worked my ass off.
For 20 years,
I shouldn't, because I've started making money, be able to take less money other areas. Because then you feel like an asshole asking for more. Because people are like, well, you're successful. Why would you ask for more money? But then you're like, hold on, I already have to pay taxes in that state.
Oh,
and then one of the best pieces of money advice I ever got was from a business manager. Sorry, I'm pregnant.
You
and just
throw
like
up.
Burping constantly.
It's fine.
And Jesus Christ. And they said anything that you see. So if something's $100, it's $200. Because you have to earn $200 to afford $100 with taxes and commissions and all that stuff. So if the sweater's $100, it's actually $200.
Of course.
You know? So it's like, if you're giving me a $500 travel budget, that's actually $250 when taxes and what I have to earn in order to afford that.
Oh, yeah. You don't make $1 million. You make $500,000.
That's correct.
Because Uncle
make
Sam.
Everything you make, cut in half. And everything that you want to buy, double.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I started, like, actually keeping money in my bank account. Because I wasn't accounting for taxes. I didn't know about taxes. People are like, Whitney has such a crazy work ethic. I'm like, no, I bought a house. I didn't know anything about taxes. And I had $5,000 total. Because I didn't know how taxes worked.
Do you have an accountant? That
I do now. I mean, this was a while ago. I thought when you had $300,000, you had $300,000.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a whole game.
No, you have $100,000, right? So, I mean, California, I got to get out of there. But
forget it.
Forget it. But then I had to do 80 cities to pay for that. So it's like so much of my stand-up career has been me doing these huge tours because I didn't understand how money worked. And I thought I was making the amount of money that was on the check.
Yeah. I think women... I remember when Haddish was starting to make some scratch, she and I were on this TBS show together, and she talked to me about taxes or this. I was like, don't you have an accountant? She's like, no. I'm like, okay, let me set you up.
Then I have to pay the accountant.
Let me set you up.
It's another person.
But you got to pay the accountant so that the IRS
doesn't come get you.
Yeah, well, they, anyway. Yes, ask about money, ladies. Don't be afraid. The men are doing it. Or call if you have a cool lady friend, like if you have a Whitney Cummings who is just killing it in business. And I think you've always had such, not only are you hysterically funny, you're very talented, you're a very good writer, you're very driven. I think that you just are such a killer at business. Your mind is just so fucking great. And I've watched you and emulated so many of the things you've done because I'm like, this bitch has her business shit together, man.
I love
you're
you guys.
Smart.
You guys, we had this one call. I'll never forget it. You guys called about, you were like, should we do this animated show with this person and this person? And I was like, the answer should be yes, but I think you guys should bet on yourselves.
Yeah. Yeah,
and you were like, and it was like you'd be giving away 80% of everything that was made.
It was an awful deal,
but it was a kind of deal that you dream of
when you're
just an actor or just a writer or something like that. And the fact that you guys said no to that and were like, we're gonna go out to Austin and build our own thing, go full fucking Tyler Perry
throttle,
is so cool to watch.
Well, thank you, and I can't wait for you to move out here.
And one of my favorite Christina P moments ever is we were and I think it was the creek in the cave in Austin, and we were talking about something and like autism came up or something, and I was like well, you know, I was actually diagnosed with autism when I was a kid, you know, but I think it was like a misdiagnosis. It's just, you know, they just would throw that word in, and you were like, that actually makes so much sense. her face, she literally was like, ding, ding, ding. She was like, that's what it is.
Yeah, because you were like, I was diagnosed autistic as a kid. And I went, oh, yeah.
You were like, God, it was like the puzzle was solved. In your mind, how much relief it gave. Like, you didn't have to keep wondering what mental illness I had or what drug I was on. You were just like, that's what it is.
It's like, you couldn't nail it more. And can I tell you something? I like that you're enough of a secure person to say that out loud, because for years I was like, what the fuck is Whitney? What is this, Adderall? Are you just on, what are you, bipolar? I don't know, because you're so driven. You're so nice. And I you're out of your fucking mind. And I love you. I love you.
And
but
I'm
so
awkward.
Am I.
I'm a little awkward too. In groups, I can be very awkward.
No, you're just high. You're high energy and this, and I love you. Don't get me wrong.
And there's times that, you know, it's like when you're hanging out with, and you really want to hang out with one person, but there's a couple other acquaintances around and you kind of have to do a couple different levels.
Yeah, see, I don't think like this.
See, I do. And I'm kind of like, I want to talk to her, but hi. And then I'm kind of like, my attention switched and everyone.
Don't care.
God, but the look on your
face—that's
face,
Temple Grandin. It's because you're autistic with your fucking horses.
She was like, "That's what it is." And then I think you told me you went home and told Tom, and he was like, "That's what it is."
Totally.
We're like, dude, Whitney Cummings is autistic. That makes so much sense because she's so good at this business stuff. But like, here's the deal: is that you were good at the business side as an open micer, homie, like. Straight up, we were at like Canoga Bowl, and you would run, you would go up to the guy that ran the thing and be like, hey, when am I going on? How much time am I doing? When's the light? Like, you were just,
I got to get back to talking to my horses.
Yeah, you were so confident when I was just like, I don't know if I should be here. So I'm like, how did she have that confidence? Autism.
It sounds really delusional. Is and it? Cringy. I look back, I think it was just fear and just not knowing any better either.
Really?
I just didn't know any better.
God, I wish I, but like, I'm so, I admire it. I'm like, dude, that's what I need a little bit of, man. Like, I was trying to like suck that vibe, you know, of belonging, of feeling like I belonged. Cause, you know, for so many years, you're just like, do I deserve? Do I belong?
That's interesting that insecurity can manifest different ways. Cause I think my insecurity makes me seem very confident. Cause
I wish I had that.
My insecurity is like, I need to know when I'm going up because I have four more spots because I suck so bad at this that I have to go do other spots. And if I'm late, they're going to hate me and be mad at me. So I need to, you know what I mean? And it probably came off like I was some like, you know, super confident person.
You were working really
hard.
That
took a while.
Shit, I thought I was working hard. You are even four. Fuck.
I think we're both like the best.
I'm crazy. You're crazy. I'm crazy. And you're about to become a mother. And I'm so fucking pumped for this. This next incarnation of who you are about to become.
I love you, man.
If I might just think of this saying helped me when I was going through it, is that the mother is slow to emerge.
Ooh.
The mother is slow to emerge. So you're on the precipice of a rebirth. And just remember, it's rebirth is never all roses. There's ups and downs and peaks and valleys, and it's worth every moment. It
and
is worth
it. And I feel
it.
Like in a lot of ways, like it's just the beginning.
Yes.
Like to watch you creatively go to these other levels has been so fun to watch
thanks.
Your career like fucking go to the next level after you had kids. It's like it's not over when you have kids.
Oh, no, it's not. It's
you know
going
mean?
To slow down. It should. I mean, you should. I think in the very beginning, maybe take some time to enjoy the beginning and and let it change you. Let it.
I love that.
It's fine. It's okay.
There's already been so much clarity that's come with it when you're just like, yeah, I'm not calling that person back. No. It's nothing personal, but just like things get really like the emotional maturity and the clarity that comes
real
with
clear.
It. Is a relief.
I always say, like, if you want to get shit done, hire a single mom.
That's it.
They don't got
always
time,
that's
bro.
Always my thing on sets, because number one, when there's drama, they diffuse it very, they're like, do you need some water? Like, it's like always like, do you need a snack? And then everyone's out by five.
All right, listen,
I love you.
We could talk a million. Come back when you've had your baby and let's do a part two to this.
Yes,
I appreciate you. Thank you so much for being here and best of luck with your delivery. I'm sure it's going to be awesome. And I hope you get to smoke weed as soon as that baby comes out.
I love you so much.
Right. I love you
You're
too.
The best. Love you guys.
I love
Thank you.
Until next time, stay cool, moms.
Thank
Bye.
You. Where my mom's, where my mom's at? Where my mom's wearing thongs, hitting bongs at? Raising kids, cleaning shits, need a long nap. Where my mom's, where my mom's, where my mom's at? Where my mom's at podcast with Christina Peace.